With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. After more than 30 years on the EPA's Superfund list, the federal agency has given Butte a date for finalization of a legally binding cleanup deal for the Butte Hill and the Upper Silver Bow Creek Corridor, Nora Sachs reports.
On Friday, outgoing EPA Regional Administrator Doug Benevento sent a letter to the negotiating parties, giving them until August 12th to iron out the remaining details. Andrew Mutter, the Public Affairs Director for EPA Region 8, said the letter
is our official notification to the parties as part of the consent decree that we're going to move forward with the negotiations.
The consent decree is an agreement overseen by a federal judge. The parties Friday's letter were sent to include Atlantic Richfield Company, Butte Silver Bow County, the state of Montana, and EPA. Mutter says if they don't meet that deadline for an agreement,
the regional administrator, in consult with the U.S. Department of Justice, can extend the negotiations up to 60 days without notifying the court. However, we feel it really important that if any sort of negotiations were to continue, that we would notify the court immediately that we were going to continue with the discussions.
If the negotiations fail, EPA still retains the option to unilaterally order Atlantic Richfield, which is on the hook for most of the cleanup, to finish the work if necessary. A critical part of the new deal involves modifications to the EPA's 2006 cleanup plan. Before any ink dries on the consent decree, the public will have a chance to review those recommended changes to the remedy. EPA expects to release that proposed plan for public comment in mid-April. In Butte, I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio. Now available, Montana Public Radio's new podcast about Butte, one of America's most notorious Superfund sites. How did we get here? What comes after Superfund? And who gets to decide? Find out on Richest Hill. Subscribe now at buttepodcast.org or wherever you get your podcasts.